Task 2. In this section, you will hear a true story about a Costa Rican fisherman who survived a 5-month drift in a boat on the ocean. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false. And write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
We're sailing in a strange boat, heading for a strange shore.
On January 24, 1988, Joe Gonzalez kissed his wife goodbye. Joel is a fisherman, and he was going on a short fishing trip. "I'll see you in a week," he said. But Joel did not see his wife in a week. In fact, he did not see his wife again for a long, long time. Joel left his house and went to the harbor in Punta Arenas, Costa Rica, where he got on a fishing boat with 4 other fishermen. The boat left the harbor, and the men began to fish. The first few hours on the ocean were not unusual, but then there was a terrible storm. The storm continued for 22 days. When it finally stopped, the men checked their boat. Their fishing nets were gone. The engine and the radio didn't work. There was no food, and there was no fresh water. Without their nets, the men couldn't fish, but they could reach out of the boat and catch big turtles. They didn't want to eat raw turtle meat, so they needed a fire for cooking. They tore down the boat's wooden cabin and made a fire with pieces of cabin. They also needed protection from the sun and rain, so they built a simple roof. The roof held rainwater, too, so they could drink rainwater from the roof. For the next 5 months, the men ate turtles when they caught them. They drank rainwater when it rained. Often there was no food and no water, and they were hungry and thirsty. Sometimes they thought, "We are going to die soon." In June, it didn't rain for a long time, and the men ran out of water. They were thin and weak, and they thought, "We are really going to die now." They put on their best clothes, lay down, and closed their eyes. After a while, however, it began to rain. The men stood up and licked the water from the roof. Then all 5 of them began to cry. 10 days later, on June 15th, a Japanese fishing boat found the men. They were 6,500 kilometers from Costa Rica.
Sailing on a strange sea, blown by a strange wind, carrying the strangest crew that ever sent.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
We're sailing in a strange boat, heading for a strange shore.
On January 24, 1988, Joe Gonzalez kissed his wife goodbye. Joel is a fisherman, and he was going on a short fishing trip. "I'll see you in a week," he said. But Joel did not see his wife in a week. In fact, he did not see his wife again for a long, long time. Joel left his house and went to the harbor in Punta Arenas, Costa Rica, where he got on a fishing boat with 4 other fishermen. The boat left the harbor, and the men began to fish. The first few hours on the ocean were not unusual, but then there was a terrible storm. The storm continued for 22 days. When it finally stopped, the men checked their boat. Their fishing nets were gone. The engine and the radio didn't work. There was no food, and there was no fresh water. Without their nets, the men couldn't fish, but they could reach out of the boat and catch big turtles. They didn't want to eat raw turtle meat, so they needed a fire for cooking. They tore down the boat's wooden cabin and made a fire with pieces of cabin. They also needed protection from the sun and rain, so they built a simple roof. The roof held rainwater, too, so they could drink rainwater from the roof. For the next 5 months, the men ate turtles when they caught them. They drank rainwater when it rained. Often there was no food and no water, and they were hungry and thirsty. Sometimes they thought, "We are going to die soon." In June, it didn't rain for a long time, and the men ran out of water. They were thin and weak, and they thought, "We are really going to die now." They put on their best clothes, lay down, and closed their eyes. After a while, however, it began to rain. The men stood up and licked the water from the roof. Then all five of them began to cry. 10 days later, on June 15th, a Japanese fishing boat found the men. They were 6,500 kilometers from Costa Rica.
Sailing on a strange sea, blown by a strange wind, carrying the strangest crew.